Josephine. Welcome to BroBits Lesson 5. I am so excited. I have with me a guest today, and I'm going to introduce her. Her name is Beth Peters. And I would love it if, Beth, if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and why Braille is important to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Beth Peters, and I've been a teacher of the visually impaired orientation mobility specialist. And then in the last year and a half, I've become the Iowa State Literacy Consultant for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And I work for the Iowa Educational Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
Oh, you are one busy lady. Very busy.
I work with all the teachers, helping them make sure that all the kids are learning their Braille and increasing their skills at a reasonable rate. Help with APH materials, make sure the teachers have all the materials they need from the American Printing House for the Blind. Mm-hmm. I work with the State Department and making sure all our materials are accessible. Right now we're working on testing materials. The Iowa Statewide Assessment of Student Progress. So I just do a lot of different things that have to do with literacy.
Tim and I were visiting with you just a little while ago, and we had asked you about how long have you done Braille and how long has Braille been a part of your life?
Well, it's about 31 and a half years or 30 and a half years, something like that.
But when I look at you, you don't look over the age of, 20. You look so young.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
No, thank you.
But no, that's a long time. And to me, for somebody to have that kind of commitment for that long tells me that you have a passion for it and it's very important to you. And I have another question. Can you tell me what is your favorite part of your job? What do you love the most?
Oh, I love helping the kids and the teachers and seeing progress.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
So if I give them a strategy and the teachers, I give them a strategy and then we go back and they try it out and then they come back and say, Beth, that worked.
Oh.
That was so great. that's my favorite.
That's a huge celebrational time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you can see the lights in their eyes go off and with all of that. And, we here at our agency, we also support the importance. And not only is Braille important, but all the other little tools that go with Braille and how it all works together to help everyone have a better understanding of. And when I reached out to you to come in and be a part of this, I was very excited that you said yes. And once again, I'm happy that you're here today.
Well, thank you.
And Braille, I have done Braille for, about 15 years now, and I've worked in the classroom with a student who does Braille, and it's so important that our paraeducators and moms and dads and, all of that have that kind of that understanding of what Braille is and be a part of that child.
And to see a student go from struggling and having a hard time to all of a sudden, the lights go on and they get it and they're just thrilled and they're saying, how many books can I check out? And they're calling you guys and saying, I want this book and this book and this book.
Yes.
And that's very, really exciting for my students to get that love of reading.
Yeah. Well, I see the lights in your eyes even go off just talking about it.
Oh, I've had some students that I was thinking about how much they love to read and where they've gone because of their skills, that it's just very exciting to see that.
It certainly is. Would you like to help me today with part of today's lesson 5?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Note to you listeners, the complete lesson can be found online using the link we talked about in lesson 4. Hopefully you bookmarked it because it's a long one. First of all, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what uncontracted Braille is. So basically, uncontracted grade 1 Braille includes the letters A through Z, and contracted grade 2 Braille consists of a shorthand in Braille, whereas some words have shortcuts, such as the letter C represents the word can, or TD is the word today. And there are approximately 189 Braille contractions. So that's a lot to learn.
Right.
A lot to learn. But today we are going to talk about the alphabetic word sign. And if you don't mind, Beth, if I say what the letter is, followed up by the dot, And then if you could tell me what the word is, alphabetic word sign is, that would be great.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Let's do this.
Okay. So the letter B dots 1, 2.
That stands for the word but.
The letter C dots 1, 4.
Can.
The letter D dots 1, 4, 5.
Do.
The letter E dots 1, 5.
Every.
The letter F dots 1, 2, 4.
From.
The letter G dots 1, 2, 4, 5.
Go.
The letter H dots 1, 2, 5.
Have.
The letter J dots 2, 4, 5.
Just.
The letter K dots 1, 3.
Knowledge.
Ooh, the word knowledge. The letter L dots 1, 2, 3.
Like.
The letter M dots 1, 3, 4.
More.
The letter N dots 1, 3, 4, 5.
Not.
The letter P dots 1, 2, 3, 4.
People.
The letter Q dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Quite.
The letter R dots 1, 2, 3, 5.
Rather.
The letter S dots 2, 3, 4.
So.
By the way, Beth, you are doing a great job at this.
You are doing a good job.
You're doing great. All right, the letter T dots 2, 3, 4, 5.
That.
The letter U dots 1, 3, 6.
Us.
The letter V dots 1, 2, 3, 6.
Very.
The letter W dots 2, 4, 5, 6.
Will.
The letter X dots 1, 3, 4, 6.
It.
The letter Y dots 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You.
Last
the
but
word
not,
you.
The
Sorry.
The letter Z dots 1, 3, 5, 6.
As.
Nice job. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being here today and being a part of this. And you and I both share that same love for Braille, and I can just see it in your eyes. So working together is key to our children's success. And anyway, so
yes.
thank you so much,
Beth. For having
thank
me.
You.
This has been lovely. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.